It's Friday, December 24th, and time for WQXR's Arts File Online. I'm Carrie Nolan. Tis the season for glad tidings and holiday cheer, and that might include some carolers on your doorstep or at the food court at the mall.
Here we come a-wassailing among the leaves so green.
That's the New York Holiday Singers and their performance of Here We Come a-Wassailing. The caroling group sings a cappella arrangements of classic Christmas carols along with more contemporary holiday tunes. The group's founder, Greg Kafalis, got his start caroling in Ohio.
Sometimes during the holiday season after school, at night, we would get together and go door to door in our various neighborhoods singing carols just for fun to people that were not quite expecting, which was definitely a surprise to them when they would see us at their door, not asking for donations, just singing.
Going from house to house can be problematic in a city where skyscrapers and doormen compete with the picture postcard Currier and Ives image of caroling. How to keep the element of lovely surprise? Well, it's called a flash mob. A group of people pop up in places unexpected and perform. A Canadian choir surprised people in a shopping mall food court earlier this month, standing up among the diners and singing Handel's Hallelujah Chorus. And just this week, some 5,000 revelers showed up at a California mall to do the same thing. When those mall floors began to creak and sway, the impromptu concert was canceled by police. So is this the future of the art of caroling? Not necessarily. The Dickens Victorian carolers have been performing traditional Christmas carols for 27 years, wearing the velvet gowns and top hats of the Victorian era. The group has performed at the White House four times, including for President Obama. Tom Andarola is the director of the group, and he says that people often don't know many traditional carols.
The carols that we sing, a lot of people don't hear anymore. They don't hear them sung because they don't teach them in the schools anymore. And a lot of the parents don't really know the words to the songs, and people aren't going out caroling in groups anymore.
Andarola says the happiest moments in the group are when people sing along.
That's when I really feel happy, is when people are singing with us and they're engaged in what we're doing. I think that carols are meant to be sung and shared with joy and happiness of the season with everybody.
For photos and links to both the Dickens Victorian Carolers and the New York Holiday Singers, check out the Arts File link on our website, WQXR.org. And that's this week's Arts File Online. I'm Carrie Nolan.
Stand by me if thou knowest it telling yonder peasant.